Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I can't
get no satisfaction. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ovik Roy. Ovik is senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, author of the Apothecary blog that you can find on Forbes.com. Ovik, thanks again for hanging out with us. There's a myth out there that apparently is a myth that even if we can't repeal Obamacare, even if we had the House and the Senate, we'd still have to have a president who would sign it unless you could override the veto. But even with all that, maybe the House could defund Obamacare. But you say that's really not possible, is it?
No, I mean, you know, it's really actually quite disappointing that you hear a lot of politicians use this term defund. You're not defunding Obamacare because you took, you know, this law is going to spend $2 trillion over the next 10 years. And if Congress takes, you know, $1 billion out of the pot here and there, they call it defunding Obamacare. Well, $1 billion mm-hmm. divided by $2 trillion isn't a lot of money,
right,
last time I checked.
Right,
so,
exactly.
You know, the big chunk of the law, the spending in the law, they can't do anything to because it's mandatory spending by
mm-hmm.
congressional rules. So,
right.
You know, it doesn't require a specific appropriation.
We need to be clear about that. But you, in the previous segment, you were about to tell us about a way to go around the individual mandate, kind of a unique type of a move. What does that look like?
It's the employer mandate. So, you know, as
like
many of your listeners
mandate.
May know, the way Obamacare works is that if you have more than 50 workers, you're required to offer health coverage to all of your employees. Now, what's important there is the penalty. So the way
mm-hmm.
the penalty works, at least in theory, is that if you offer coverage to 49 of your employees but not the 50th, or if you offer coverage to nobody, but the key is the trigger for the fines is if one of your workers instead goes on to Obamacare subsidized exchanges. The moment one of your workers goes on to Obamacare subsidized exchanges, then the fines come in, because the idea is if one of your workers has taken advantage of these federal subsidies, then they want to fine the company in order to sort of compensate for that.
Right.
Now, the key thing is...
So let me stop you for a second. Are you saying that if one of my 50 employees goes into an exchange, then that fine applies to that one or to all of my employees?
Well, so that's the key thing. So if you don't offer any coverage at all and one of your workers goes on the exchange, the fine is $2,000 times the number of your full-time employees minus 30. So you basically pay a fine for everybody if one person takes the exchange.
Wow.
If you don't offer coverage. Now, if you offer bare bones coverage instead, coverage that is considered inadequate by the standards of Obamacare, but it's still coverage of some kind, then you only pay a penalty for the number of employees who actually get exchange-based coverage. So instead of having to pay a fine for everybody, you only pay a fine for that one or two or three people
mm-hmm.
who go on the exchanges. So the fine is much smaller. So what businesses are starting to realize is that the way you get around the mandate is you offer a very inexpensive, bare-bones plan that doesn't cost that much, and then it's deemed, quote-unquote, unaffordable or inadequate by Obamacare.
Right.
And then if people go on the exchanges, those people actually get a better deal. So it's a better deal for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You give people more money to buy supplemental coverage if they want to, and then the people who need the subsidies will go on the exchange, or at least it's a better deal for the employer.
And the employer is not fined in that case.
The employer is only fined for the cost of the subsidy for that particular worker.
The subsidy. Okay.
But it's $3,000 plus
right.
inflation, basically.
Right.
So it's a much lesser fine. So there's an article in the Wall Street Journal today, front section, called "Employers Eye Bare Bones Health Plans Under New Law," and that
mm-hmm.
Describes this
how
phenomenon
this works
pretty well.
So yeah, Is this something you see that going to be? I mean, is this something that will work, or do you see the? Is this something that the IRS, for example, is going to try to go around, or going to try to prevent people from doing?
Well, the IRS can try, but the law is pretty clear. The law, or I should say, the law is clear and unclear at the same time. So, if you read the Obamacare bill, what it says this. It says that basically, if you offer coverage, but the coverage is unaffordable, then you only pay this smaller fine.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's up to the IRS and the HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, to define what counts as this sort of minimal coverage that is still unaffordable or inadequate. So in that way, the administration could try to tweak those rules to manipulate things. But they've already put out the regulations. So, I mean, they could theoretically revise the regulations at any time, but I think it's going to be trickier than for them to do that in the near term, because people are obviously setting up their businesses for 2014 right now.
Think about what he's been saying, folks. Think about the different organizations. He's talked about the IRS. He's talking about HSS. What is it? HSS?
HHS.
HHS, sorry. He's talked about all these different organizations that are now going to become part of your life as a business owner on a more involved level. And also in your individual life, Obamacare has brought the federal government into your grill. They're right in your face. They're right up there in a way that now, with 1/6 of the economy, our healthcare system now completely involved with Obamacare. You're going to get to know your federal government more than ever before. We come back. I want to talk a little bit. Get over to talk a little bit about what I consider to be the real, true end game for Obamacare after these messages, and it's something we need to be paying attention to. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.